to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and that's what we're all about. We have got a juicy, juicy show for you today. A couple hours of really cool talk radio. Before we kick it off, though, I want to just say hi to my main man, Mr. Benny.
What's up, Pat?
Hi, B. How are you today?
Hi, B's good.
Yep. Going to get in the mountains and do a little skiing?
No. I kind of gave that up a few years ago, you know?
Yeah, I know. Me too, with the whole knee thing.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a little tentative on it these days, especially when it comes to extracurricular activities.
I know. I'm doing a little snowshoeing.
Snowshoeing?
Yeah. That's my big thing to start out these days.
I hear it's a really good workout.
Oh, it's great. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's beautiful.
Especially here in Washington.
Oh, there's no question about it.
Washington State, that is.
That's Washington, not Washington,
no,
D.C.
No, not Washington.
It's
whoever
not Washington.
Puts an R in there.
Isn't that like Oregon? Oregon.
Oregon.
Oregon. I don't even know how to say that. Aren't they the Ducks? Aren't they the Ducks?
Yeah, they are the Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
First in the nation.
First in the nation. Wow. They are seriously first in the nation.
We beef pretty tough up there with the Oregon schools. So.
And they have been working on it for years.
Yeah, they deserve it. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate it. And I'm supportive of all the Pac-10 teams, but just still not a fan of the Oregon Duck.
Well, they've earned
their
rite of passage there, boy. We got a great show for you today. Zeno joining us here on the show, coming right out of the gate. We're going to be talking about what human design system is. She has been immersed in the challenge to bring this knowledge to everybody out there. Today, we're going to talk with her. She's one of the leading experts we have here on the planet in this arena. And so today, we're going to be talking about relationship harmony. Benny.
I'm
relationship
good.
Harmony.
Why are you pointing me?
It's really interesting.
Okay.
How that all works.
I'm sure it is, but you
but
called me out.
It's all your relationships. It's improving all your relationships not personal.
Thanks.
This cutting edge personality tool of Zen Human Design.
Mm.
Zeno, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I love to talk with you.
It's cool. Great to have you here. So we picked on the topic of relationships. Tell us why this is important and what human design can help us with.
This is a good subject. I think our personal relationships make a huge difference in our daily life, and it is including that relationship with you and Benny. That's a relationship.
It certainly is.
To the audience, or at least to my ears, that you enjoy each other, and that is a quality of life, that you can have a colleague or an associate or a partner or whomsoever that you get along with. But it is really tricky when we are attracted to somebody and then down the line, we get irritated, and actually, generally speaking, it is the same quality that both attracts and irritates us.
Yeah.
So that's an important piece that you can really see in the chart, and as long as you know who you are in the story, it's a whole lot easier to get along.
Well, and then you also have put together, you know, I mean, you've looked at some charts of some of the people that are in our pop culture, some of the celebrities and so forth, you know, that we look at. And you know, we find out about them once they get out there and they're, you know, they hit the, how should we say it? You know, they hit the tabloid, so to speak. But each and every one of us has this design that connects us. Tell us how this works.
Well, the chart that is generated based on your birth information, it's saying from the moment of your emergence into the light, excuse me, the chart is then displayed. There is an astrology calculation underneath, but the human design system displays it in a completely unique way that it is in a nine-centered body graph, and each of the planetary activations then is like a little bar that could hook to the other side of that particular bar, which is in a channel. And so because you can very easily see where the planets are in your own nature, whether that's in your identity, whether it's part of your sexuality, part of your emotional nature, then you can identify how that energy is operating. And, of course, whether it's stable or it's unstable is the very first starting point.
So, you know, what have you discovered in the many, 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 many charts that you've done? Are there themes, or is everybody truly unique? What should people, you know, kind of be on a lookout for that shows up in a design?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. Are there themes? I would say that every chart has an emotional center, whether it is colored in a chart or whether it is undefined, that's meaning not colored in the chart, everybody still has an emotional nature. And because we're in this interactivity with other people, we get influenced. So we take on things from other people. Now, the very first generalization that you can see in a chart is whether a person has a design to wait or a design to do. And this differentiation is enormous. So when we're looking at what the really specifics are of how it is configured, that's when we can see whether you're going to be influenced by other people's emotions or you influence other people, because that first thing is one of the reasons that people act out. And so, yeah, you can see generalizations because each of the nine centers is either on or off.
So, you know, when we take a look at our worlds, and this is really certainly, you know, we have relationships everywhere in our lives, right? So let's just make sure that, you know, this is really broad enough. We have relationships every day. You know how many hours people are spending at work, right? And so we have relationships at work. How can we use human design to pinpoint those areas that, you know, that are aligned with where we are today, or what can we do once we find out this information?
Yes, what can we do? What can we all do? And for me, there is an essential necessity for a person to understand that each of us is responsible for how we respond to the environment or react to the influence of other people. And so we can also take a look at habitual patterns that are not serving us. So it's really necessary, excuse me again, it's really necessary to use this information to inform yourself as to what it is you yourself bring into the environment and what it is that the environment is bringing to you.
Mm.
When you would be getting upset about
yes.
something, and then you start to think, I should do something about this, but it isn't your own energy, you are not going to be very effective. You can be reactive, you can be upset, whatever. You can feel it. But that isn't the same as altering the energy. When it is not your own energy, the only thing you can do is step back and be a witness.
And this is the kind of information that, you know, all of us, I think, really long to have, especially around the day-to-day relationships that we have in our lives. How are love relationships different? Or maybe they're not.
I think love relationships are really specific ways we get attracted to exactly a set of information that we have been born to attract. And when we first meet it and it tunes us in to a very specific aspect in the way we live, we feel immediately attached to it. I mean, if you don't fall in love in that way that you have an immediate attachment to the person, let's call that a kind of different love relationship. But the relationships where we really feel immediately very magnetized to the other person, those are the ones that are very important to be able to see the chart, because for the assumption that the reason I feel like this is because of you, I never have this happen when you aren't there. This is one of the trickiest things. When you finally look at your chart, you say, oh, hey, I'm bringing half of that story. And as soon as you know that you're bringing half of that story, being upset, what's on the other side is really teaching that you get to take your half back. Because as soon as you take your half out of the equation, the disturbance is either the other person totally on their own thing, or it changes.
Oh.
And the assumption that we can change the way we interact with those most important attractors, that's the story for me.
That is the story, boy. I'll tell you, let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how this information is going to help, how it helped each of us change our habits. And then, is there any reason if life is happy and flowy, what is it that we still need to know about these charts? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We have a special announcement, a special teleconference call on November 20th. And that's an introduction to Zen Human Design. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my very special guest, Zeno. We'll be right back.
Girl, promise you'll be mine.
He said he's just a friend. Now, girl, let's not pretend.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staub is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staub can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Do you miss the sunshine? Sun Sauna brings the sunshine to you. Our exclusive patented technology brings Arizona sun to your home every day. Only Sun Sauna can raise the sun without its harmful rays by combining full spectrum light and infrared heat. Reduce pain, relieve depression, and sleep better, all without taking a single pill. Sun Sauna is affordable and plugs into a regular outlet. Have a sunny day every day. Visit sunsauna.com. That's sunsauna.com.
Welcome to Rubenesque Yoga. We offer yoga classes at retreats that focus on relaxation and rejuvenation. You do not need to be a marathon runner or bend like a pretzel to attend our classes. Rubenesque Yoga's retreats are held at the beautiful Wild Iris Inn located in Lacana, Washington, where you will enjoy a weekend of relaxation, yoga, and shopping. Please visit yogaforplussizes.com for more information. That's yogaforplussizes.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let the Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
But You're telling me I'm just a friend. You're telling me I'm just a friend.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Zeno is joining us here today. We're talking about human design systems. And, you know, let's make sure everybody's got your website. What's the best place for people to find out more about you?
I have established zenhumandesign.com for your listeners to be able to get a free bonus pack that includes an audio and a reference card. And so that is where they can go and just sign up to get my newsletter as well. But my main website is humandesignsystem.com. And since it's under transition, I think for your listeners today, let's say zenhumandesign.com will be very helpful for me to get an opportunity to provide some free information to your listeners.
Sounds great. Thank you. Let's talk about people that we know. These charts, you certainly have had experience doing them. But let's take people from our pop culture that we know. Let's start with Oprah for a minute. I know you have a chart on Oprah, and everybody's always curious about what Oprah's saying, what's happening in her life, what's going on, you know, any and all of the above. So what's your experience in reviewing Oprah's chart?
Oprah is a sort of surprising human being in terms of how she's lived her life. And so you would want to say she is a model for what that chart shows. In other words, I can use her as the example to say, look at this quality. The first thing about Oprah that's very obvious is that she benefits by interacting with other people in a big way. And I think it's pretty obvious watching her that her relationship with Gail, her friend, is a very, very important thing. And if you look at her chart, you see that how she interacts with other people is making all the different parts of her come together. And because it is not easy for this chart to have all the different aspects in it come together, that she is in a big audience or that she has very specific people that she relies upon to access what inspiration it is that she brings, for example, also what her emotional awareness is something very helpful. I think Oprah is interesting also that she is absolutely not an egoist. And it's also that she doesn't have to worry. I mean, we know this because she is a billionaire and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it is not that she is particularly motivated by money, I would say, from her chart.
So let's talk about relationships. People are still talking about Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, and Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
So, years later, they're still up there. And some people actually, you know, look at Jennifer Aniston and they've sort of made this hero, goddess, warrior out of her in terms of, her visibility in relationships. How do you explain the dynamic that happened between the three of those folks?
It's a very interesting trio that I also study this group because of exactly the same thing. You would start off by saying Jennifer was a better connection for Brad than Angelina, actually. Yet Jennifer doesn't bring any emotional juiciness. She doesn't bring any sexiness, juiciness. There's one center, like the second chakra, that is related to sexuality. And you look at that center in Brad, it's completely wide open. So it's also wide open in Jennifer. And this, the two of them hook together. So when I was talking about that attractor turning that same magnetism, just imagine two magnets that are just going back toward each other and then change the pole and they bounce off. And that is an example between Brad and Jennifer. You look at Angelina, on the other hand, she carries that second chakra center. And so she has this enormous power and vitality and also this emotional nature neither Jennifer nor Brad has. And so when you're looking at the quality of passion, you have to look at the different centers and see who brings what. Jennifer and Brad created that together. So in their early days that they were totally mesmerized and captivated, that is definitely one kind of picture. Jennifer is not holding that power because it isn't something that she carries. It's something that Angelina carries. So you could sort of think about it like bridge. Angelina trumped her. That's definitely how one perspective you could say. Yeah, Angelina just came in and then her sexuality was determining what happened with Brad. The other thing about Brad and Angelina versus Jennifer is Angelina brings a connector to Brad's personality sun. And so the sun is where you would say the light of the being. Here is where he shines his light, and not everybody can see his light. They might look at his body, his outer, and so on, but for somebody to actually connect to it, it's something that is not stable in his own nature, yet she connects that. And that is a very powerful connector, obviously, between the two of them.
So, I mean, this is now the kind of reading that you do with people. I mean, it's really comprehensive. How do you work? Do you work with individuals, meaning, or do you work with couples? Because I would imagine that how one part of the couple interprets their chart could be very different than the other.
That's so true.
Yep, I bet.
Yes, well, obviously, when I work with individuals, oftentimes they might bring to me that there is another candidate that should be looked at because there is another disturbance field or some person like a child who's very important to the person who's asked for the consultation. But when couples come, and that does happen, sometimes people, the two of them say, okay, the two of us are doing this. And then I would do one person at a time. That is optimal. In other words, each person has to be able to understand his or her own chart. And from there, then it's possible to put it together and say, all right, this is what your partner is bringing to you, and so here is a potential way you might be reacting. And I can guess. I mean, it's really important to understand that when we're looking at the chart, we're looking at the range of really huge variety of expression. And so I can see potential. Like I look at Jennifer's chart, and I can see being emotionally disconnected or upset. You know, she got mad at her mother, and she didn't heal that. And so when you're looking at somebody feeling hurt in a certain way, the kind of configuration that Jennifer has that says, okay, so I'm just cutting that off, it is something that is a possible configuration that you would say doesn't have to happen, but it could. And so obviously the client gets to fine-tune and narrow down what it is we're looking at, but by the time we're looking at couples, really, people recognize it. They can tell very easily because they know how each other acts.
I know. There's no mystery to it, is there, at some level?
Oh,
and yet there's a
no.
great mystery. How do the charts tell us, you know, what areas of our lives we're good at?
That's an important thing. I would say that the charts show what is stable, and what attracts us is also saying what it is we want to experience. When we would look at Oprah's chart again, she has an undefined throat center, as do you, Pat. And so this very important aspect of life, of learning how to communicate with others or being interested in conversation, is something built in to the life. Now, the fact that you or she may be gifted, or Larry King might be gifted at it, is not something that we would start off by saying, well, definitely this. But what is important to understand when we look at what is a given in a person, for example, with Oprah, she is an emotionally defined person, as are you. And so that place where she touches people emotionally and she is willing to open the door to emotional subjects because she feels that it needs airing. It needs to be brought out. And she's using the fact that she can interconnect with so many different kinds of people, and her expression is not limited. She has a multitude of speakers and guests like you do. So there are all different possible voices that are going to come out just through interacting with her. But her main thing is, how can we be more connected? How can we be more humane with each other?
Powerful, powerful message, Zeno. Thank you so much for joining us here today. It's been great connecting with you and also having you share your wisdom. Thank you so much. Again,
well,
give out your website.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Give out your website one more time.
Yeah, so for the free things, please check out www.zenhumandesign.com. In the next few days, if you sign up, I'm going to be sending an email, and you will get an email to tell you more about what you might be able to find with the Human Design System.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
Behind every complaint is a commitment. Have you heard yourself complaining today? Do you hear others complaining? When anyone complains, they are adopting the role of victim. They would not complain if they were not feeling victimized. David Emerald's book, The Power of Ten, observes that a victim is someone who has a dream or desire that has been denied. If they didn't care, they wouldn't complain. Ted is the empowerment dynamic, which is a way of thinking, being, and taking action that begins with shifting your attention from that of a victim to that of a creator. So if you find yourself complaining, the first steps is to reconnect with the dream, desire, and what you care about. Focus on the outcome you want. For example, if someone cuts in front of you on the highway, shift your focus away from them to your own safe driving. And then the next time you hear someone complaining, ask yourself, what is the commitment behind the complaint? And speak to them about caring. Focusing on what you want is the way of the creator.
Are you moving, downsizing, or redecorating? Want to sell your nice furniture or buy quality furniture at affordable price? 4U Furnishings offers fine quality consignment for your home and business. Whether you're buying or selling, you can save money and time. Find beauty and comfort at 4U. Come see our ever-changing collections of upscale furniture, art, and accessories. Find us at 4U.com. That's F-O-R-Y-U.com.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Scenic Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at the corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.